Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we're kicking off this week with a song I've been waiting to play for a while, but the band asked me to keep it under wraps until they were nearly ready to release it. That band are, of course, Denmark's finest, De Høje Hæle. And this, Tony, I'm going to introduce myself to let you off. I'll get it wrong instead. This is Uber Hagelig, Nerderugtig, Ock Led. You're listening to a brand new bed from the Dustaphonics. Thanks so much for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
No pressure. That was De Høje Hæle, and a song I believe is called Uber Hagelig, Nerderugtig, Ock Led, but I could be wrong. It spells something like that. And it's off their new EP, which isn't out yet. It's on the 29th of May, but I'm sure they won't mind me playing it a couple of weeks early. By way of publicising it in advance, what I want to know is, Tony, what is De Høje Hæle's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ De Høje Hæle. It's a short version, I can't remember what it is.
It's a short version, yeah. What it is, it's a. Oh, I'll just say it. It's MySpace.com/ D E H J E H L E. They basically took out the weird letters.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so that they could do it. Because I imagine the weird letters weren't on the MySpace computer thing to do. But anyway, that's that. So it is a little bit confusing. You can find them on Facebook as well. If you type in De Høje Hæle to the internet, you'll find them. That is D-E, in English, D-E-H-O-J-E-H-A-E-L-E. There you go. And thank you very much to Müller for sending that through. I fucking love De Høje Hæle. It's a great new EP as well. Classic stuff. Even with the new drummer, you wouldn't know they had one. Right then, now, I would normally do some additional material this week, Tony, but we haven't got any. So if you have a joke or a poem, which is the stuff that I normally do in this bit, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com and I will read it out. You can either title it Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, or Poetry Corner if it's a poem. And I warn you now, if we don't have any next week, I'll be doing ones of my own.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yes.
So instead, straight on with track two. And this, do you remember late last year we played a track by a band called Belter?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Doesn't ring a bell.
No.
Well, it should. They're from round me.
Okay.
And it was a really, really good fast ska punk number. And they sent me an email last week saying, hey, will you push our new single? It's called TV Junkie. And I said, yeah, sure. Expecting a really fast ska punk number. I didn't get it. Okay. I got this. This is not what I was expecting at all, but still good. I think you'll like it. What I want to know is, what is Belter's website?
Belter.co.uk.
No, beltermusic.com, which makes it poorly be on the internet too. Tony Neil, this is TV Junkie.
Go cover me in chocolate, smother me in Marmite. I'm in the jungle, caught up in a firefight. I got cold spaghetti all over my belly. Underneath my poncho, my legs have turned to jelly. My lungs are made of celery. I'm jousting Don Quixote, exploring up my nose where I find a Humphrey bogey. Crawling through the tunnels as the records pass the parcels. Throwing into a dungeon. Nighty Flynn was on fortnightly. Paris in the scullery with a committing out of felony. And I from Bin Laden washed up in my garden. Question times debating if they should issue him a pardon. I'm eating chicken and nuggets out of a bucket. I saw the past potatoes since I bought it to cable. I'm frightened by the silence. I'm rolling into violence.
You got us on Facebook?
Yeah.
Good.
Getting ready.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Belter. And this is Mr. Tony Hearn.
Hello. Thanks for your Facebook comments this week. If you do want to leave us a Facebook comment, please do so. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Alternatively, the old Google Plus thing, but let's ignore that for now. Got a few comments this week. Please don't forget, do leave us a comment. It's the one of the main ways to get through to us. We don't do podcasts, Harry, anymore. Okay, well, one from Derek Koski, who says thanks for playing the 99ers on this week's show. Oh, and Paul B, I blame Panairs for a lot of things. To which is why I reply, yes, you go fuck yourself. And he was wondering, how about a follow-up track in defence of Hedgehogs, or one based on her poem, Do You Think Bruce Springsteen Will Fancy Me? Not familiar with that.
Yeah, but I can say in advance, Pam, no. Mind you, if you looked after your teeth, he might have done. Yes, and we will play something else by the 99ers in future weeks.
Sure. And just a quick one from John Fatboy, who responded to last week's show. He says, listening to song one, looking forward to song five. Thank you very much, John.
Yeah, now you could have backed that up by saying what song five was. So
it was the
sense.
Erection one, wasn't it?
No erection, no love.
Yeah.
And I'm a little bit disappointed as well, because I said I got... that's from an album called Pushing Scandinavian Music to the Man. I can't remember if it's Volume 1 or Volume 2. I think it's Volume 2. Had a listen to Volume 2 in the car, which I've just ordered online and just got. The second half of it's all fucked up.
All right, what?
So I can only play the first 10 tracks. So I don't really know what to do. What do I do there? Do I just give the guy a bad review, or do I ask him for another one, or...
Yeah.
This has never happened before. I've never had anything bad happen via eBay or Amazon or whatever.
Oh, it's Amazon, send him a message. Oh, what? Send a message.
Yeah, we'll
face it. Yeah.
Thank you for your advice, Tony. This has been infotainment. By the way, if you don't leave any Facebook messages next week, I'll leave my own.
Yes.
Now,
Yes.
The next four songs, they're not all going to be played in a row, I'm just saying in advance. They've all come from Slovenly Records. And Slovenly, okay. You may remember, we played some stuff of theirs about 2 years ago when we got onto their promotional list. And then we fell off it again. And then I just played a couple of their songs, one by the Ockmonics the other week as a from the vault, and let them know we played it. They went, oh, thanks very much. If you ever want anything, just let us know. I said, well, I do. I don't know why we've dropped off. So anyway, they then sent us their next round of press stuff. And it was four bands. They're all very different from each other. They'll fit in with the show in some way or other. The first one's up. I hardly need to say anything more than via Slovenly Records, and we'll talk about their website afterwards. But this is Gay Anniversary and Fat Punks. You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Gay Anniversary. What I want to know is, what is their Bandcamp page?
Bandcamp.com/gayanniversary?
No, gayanniversary.bandcamp.com.
Ah, bugger.
Probably been internet three, Tony Neil. I still think you'll be able to get back this week. Let's see. We will be playing more Slovenly releases, not only in this show, but in future weeks as well, I hope. We won't normally play four in a row, because it's normally what they send is fairly extreme garage, kind of left field of dirty water even. So we won't play everything they send through, but I did want to play all the four bands they sent this week, because, well, it's nuts.
Mm.
Did you do anything last week?
Did a couple of things, actually. Well, the house is going well. We had the Veluxes put in the sunlights put in for the loft. They're massive, and it's been plastered in a couple of days. That's good.
So am I.
Ordered the staircase. It's all going pretty well. Went to see the Avengers.
Oh, what's that like?
Brilliant.
Excellent.
Yeah, 2.5 hours, and me and Steph both enjoyed it. Great film. And then on Saturday night, went to see an orchestra play music of John Williams. Obviously the guy who did Star Wars, Indiana Jones, Jaws.
He's dead to me.
It was great. I just really enjoyed it. But I do like that kind of, you know, the films, and just reminds you of the films, doesn't it?
Oh, but yes.
The stormtroopers walking around.
Oh, I'm not going to ask you next week. Well, in a nutshell, what I did last week, Tony. I went to Oslo, where I possibly picked up a regular comedy gig and a regular DJing night.
Okay.
I did my shows in Hitchin and Letchworth on Friday and Saturday night with the brilliant Silky and the excellent Matt Welcome. They stayed at mine both nights. That turned really loads of booze, loads of not really knowing what was going on there, but great night. Friday particularly, absolutely rammed. And thanks to Mick in Osinski's for looking after us when we went up there, because the Capirinha was flowing. And then on the Saturday night, we went around the Arena Tavern afterwards, but it was a smaller audience, so there were less of us around there. Great show, though, and really, really good fun. On the Sunday, I woke up early somehow, and managed to get myself to Chelmsford before midday to go in the recording studio all afternoon, and I can now exclusively reveal that my Norwegian disco number is finished and it sounds damn funky. And I also finished off four other tracks as well, so I've nearly got my album done. And then in the evening, I went to a little bistro in Chelmsford called Mustard, where I was the first act on at a world record longest ever comedy night affair that they're hoping to last for a week. The record that stands is from the Laughter Cafe in Los Angeles, Hollywood Boulevard in Hollywood. And they managed 3 days, 9 hours. So these lunatics in Chelmsford thought, oh, we can beat that. So I thought, best thing to do, go on first. Mm. Which means that if they do manage to do it, I'll set my own world record, Tony.
Okay, what's that?
Because I will be the comedian in the world with the most people that have gone on after him at a single comedy gig.
Ah.
Yeah. So they're through 2 days already. They've got to last until Wednesday night, I think. Or Wednesday night. If they get to Wednesday night, so they've done the record. As we record this, it's still happening. Okay. Because there's certain things have to happen. They can only have 5 minute breaks. They can't have the same comic on more than every 4 hours. And they have to have a minimum audience of 10 people. Now, in Hollywood, that's fairly easy. In Chelmsford, a bit more of a challenge. Fingers crossed for them, and the best of luck, Daz and Mike, and let's hope it all works out and that you break your world record, because if you do, so will I. Quite lying to me, because I've been a world record arsehole, but I've never actually, but there was no one from Guinness invigilating, well, there was Guinness involved, but there's no one from the Guinness Book of Records invigilating when I've previously been a world record arsehole. So the fact that I could legitimately become a world record something all right is quite good. Although you could say as well, I'd be the world record ultimate support act, because I was on first and then 400 people went on after me. You'd rather top the bill, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It'd be like one of those old-fashioned photographs when you used to take a photograph of a whole school and you'd everyone in the school, and they'd start at one end and the camera would kind of pan around, and if you were quick enough you could get from one end to the other end and get on both ends of the photograph. I could maybe find out when they're going to break the record and go down again, say, I'll go on next. Is that like the person who had the most people supporting them as well? I know it's pathetic, but it's an idea. Anyway, that's what I did. So that made up for you going to see the music of John fucking Williams.
Hmm.
Right. So, as I say, you're going to hear two songs in a row now. The next one's by a band called Hell Shovel. They've come through Slovenly Records. Slovenly themselves describe them as, we don't really know what's going on here. It's just weird. And you're right, it's just weird. Stay tuned for the site. We'll talk about both the websites. Oh, no, we'll do the Hell Shovel website now. What do you think Hell Shovel's MySpace page is?
MySpace.com/Hell Shovel.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie Being Internet 3. This is Hated by the Sun. Yeah.
Uncle Foamy.
Listening to Project Marv underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called The Sight and a track called Rubber Gloves. That's come through from Slovenly Records. I love that song. What I want to know is, what is The Sight's Bandcamp site?
Thesight.bandcamp.com?
No, site.bandcamp.com. Why they've dropped the, I don't know. But anyway, after hearing the, I understand why. So that's probably been the internet for Tony One. Before that, you heard Hell Shovel and Hated by the Sun. We talked about them. Just so you know, the comedy show that I'm going to be hopefully getting involved in does actually start in my absence on the 25th of May at the Dirty Cow in Oslo. And it's run by a guy called Simon Emmanuel. He's an excellent bloke. Me and him got on really well while I was out there, and I'm all very excited about the future of comedy in Oslo. English speaking, of course. So, yeah, and that's where, if I get the DJ gig going, that's where I'll be doing that as well, and it will be alternative British music hosted by a British bloke in a bar run by a British fella for British people and Norwegians who like it.
Nice.
Yes. Now, have you got any gigs for us?
Yes.
Does that mean it's time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide 12, and possibly something else.
Oh, possibly something else. Well.
Definitely, actually.
And I've got to do a little cough. That's better.
Cool. Yeah. So another week, another few gigs at 12 Bar Club, still on Denmark Street in London. So this weekend, Friday to Sunday, Friday and Saturday, there is the Antifolk UK Festival on. So on Friday is JS, Raphael and the Real, The Empty Gestures, The Big Fibbers, Nigel Birch, Richard Lamy's A Disgrace, Nat Hammer, Emily Kramer, Hello Babies and more to be confirmed.
Crikey.
Yeah, it looks like it kicks off about 7 and going through to about 3 a.m. So how much do you think that is?
Well, I'm going £6.
It is £6.
Yeah, cool.
And Saturday night again, Antifolk UK Festival, The Rebel, Extradition Order, Sergeant Buzzfuzz, Popular Tyre, Sheepy, Peter Buckley Hill, The Sneezy Tees, The Lone Groover, and Hello Babies.
First of all,
yeah,
I'm mates with Peter Buckley Hill,
okay,
and he's nuts.
All right.
Secondly, there's going to be a celebrity guest at that show on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Me. There's a group in Oslo called Tom, my mate Tom, said to me, oh, the Rebel are playing the 12 Bar Club. They're absolutely brilliant. You've got to go and see them. I went, well, I can, because I'm doing the Comedy Cafe, which we'll talk about in a bit. And that's finished at 10 o'clock. So I'm going to go up to the 12 Bar after that.
Yep, the Rebel.
Hopefully,
on
see
at 11.
May see Peter Buckley Hill as well. That'd be good.
Rich Buckley,
I'm not sure what he's doing on there, because he's a bit of a folk act, really.
He's on at 20 past 8.
Oh, I see him then.
The Rebel's on at 11.
Yeah, so I should see the Rebel. Oh, wow, Peter Buckley Hill. How about that? He's the bloke who runs the Free Fringe in Edinburgh. He's the bloke who runs the thing that I'm doing this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Fancy that.
Fancy that.
£6.
Yes,
yes, it's clear. And finally, on the Sunday, 20th of May, Emily Lee and Philip Murray Warson. Don't know much more than that. How much do you think it is Sunday night?
Oh, £3.
It is.
Is
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, team. What a result.
Nice.
Good work by me, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, if you're about on Saturday night and you don't want to come to the Comedy Cafe where I am, why not go down to the 12 Bar Club, see Peter Buckley Hill at 20 past 8, The Rebel at 11, and lots of other bands in between? It'll be great.
And just another one, this is... Yeah, I've had this for a couple of weeks, but because it's for late May, but I thought I'd read this one out now. It's from Liam Arnold, who's on the... who says, on the 26th of May, at the Queen's Hall, Nuneaton, Coventry, English Dog, Six Pig... Army of Skanks and Betty Swallocks. More to be confirmed.
Oh, do you know what, Tony?
Yeah.
I do like a pop music night.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, that'll be great. Proper heavy punk, that one.
And it's £5 on the door. So
that's a bargain.
Check that one out if you can.
If that's £1 a band and a bit for the door staff. That's
exactly.
Brilliant. Yeah, that'll be a really, really good night if you can get down there, do.
Yep.
And that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bar
and something
other things
else
as well, sort yeah. of. Right then, I think it's about time that I told you about Sultan Bathory.
Okay.
Sultan Bathory is, I believe, a village in central India. It's also the name of the next band we're playing. Why they picked that name, I do not know. But anyway, I'm very pleased about it. Another one through from Slovenly Records. What I want to know is, what is their Facebook page?
facebook.com/ Sultan Bathory.
It is indeed, which makes it Tony 2, Paulie being Internet 4. That's right, isn't it? And
so,
this
yeah.
is River Roar. You're listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Are you doing anything this week?
I'm looking after the house still. Steph's gone away for a week. She's gone to Germany to see the family. So
mm-hmm.
I'm on my own all week.
Prostitutes.
No, it means I'm looking after the house renovation myself. So just house and work even more than normal.
Hey, this is an ideal opportunity for you to get your one room.
Because
that's what happens. Anyone, this isn't sexist, this is factual. When a man lives with a woman, the woman decides on what goes in every single room in the house. It all has to match, it all has to go correctly, but the bloke gets one room that he can do what he wants in. That way they stay happy forever. So you can pick your one room, Tony, paint it black, get the guitars up, go for it and go, this is mine.
Yeah, I've got that room.
Have you? You've got that room, have
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah.
Which room is it? Oh,
the loft. The smallest one. Yeah, I wish it was the loft. The loft's massive.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, what I didn't say was, yeah, it's always the smallest one.
Yeah.
But you still get your one. I knew you'd have it. I tell you, it's every single house I've ever lived in with my ex-wife, I got one room.
Yeah.
It's just how it goes. And it does work that way. Because it means that they can show people around the whole house with a lock on your room.
Yeah.
As long as that lock's on your room, you can do what you like in there.
Yep. That's the way. And there is how it's going to look great.
Of course.
Hopefully, yeah. We're getting everything to be insulated, so it should all be, yeah, nicely proofed.
Cool. I'm doing the Comedy Cafe Friday and Saturday night on the Compare, and on Sunday I'm doing a set at the King's Head in Crouch End, which is a replacement for when I was supposed to be doing it on my birthday when it got snowed off. So Paulmas comes late to Crouch End. So anyone in the Crouch End area wants to come down. It's a lovely gig, the King's Head. You'll really, really like it. If you fancy going to the Comedy Cafe, make sure you get an advance ticket because it's normally sold out. Because the room only holds 100 people now, the one where they do it, and that's an early start, starts at 8 o'clock. So they are my plans for this week.
Cool.
Yeah, that's it. Should we do the next song?
Yeah.
Right, this is the last. Oh, is it? No, this is. We've done the last one from Slovenly. This is from something else. This is a band called the Autopsy Boys. This only came through this week. They got in touch and said, hey, do you fancy hearing this? I went, yeah, I did. I liked it. I liked it a lot, in fact. What I want to know is, what is Autopsy Boys' website?
Autopsyboys.com.
It is.
Ooh.
Is it Paulie being Internet 4, Tony 3? This just got interesting. This is Rich Kids Playground. Listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Autopsy Boys and Rich Kids Playground. Hopefully we'll play more from them in the future, but at the moment I've only had that one track, so we'll see how we get on there. Now, have you got a twat?
No.
Right, that's shocking.
Yeah.
Just before you explain what is a twat is and how it's important, if we don't get an is a twat next week, I'll do one myself. You have been warned. I don't want to do these things myself, but it's better to have some content on the show rather than us two just gassing. So maybe you can explain what is a twat is.
Yep, so every week we like to nominate a twat of the who's done something twatty over the past whatever week, month, year. But we do need you to email us and let them know who they are. So do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. All very important, those three things. Email me or trust me with thanks.
Well done.
But as I haven't got one this week,
you do have some other good news though.
I do have some good news, yeah. So
every week we remind you of the affiliate stations that broadcast Punky Radio, and we fell off one recently. I think the station stopped broadcasting.
Yeah, we didn't fall off it stopped.
No, that's true. But the guy who ran it is back, and he's now in charge of Extreme Metal Radio.
Oh, sounds perfect for us.
Exactly. But he does tell us that it's not a metal station, it is just extreme music. So Punky Radio is now going to be featured on that station, Mondays 6 to 7 PM EST.
They like having us on Mondays, don't they, these
days? It's relatively drive time, though, isn't it? 6 to 7, kind of.
Yeah.
Close enough. But it's extrememetalradio.net, that's X, XTREMEMETAL radio.net. And it's us and other great shows, other extreme music shows and music. So Autopsy Report, I think Brit Rock's on there as well, Hard Rock Harry, check it out. It's full schedule on there, isn't it? Good to be part of it.
And you can maybe mention the other three stations we're on in the last bit.
Yes,
because I've got one more thing that I want to do here, Tony, and I've actually got a letter which I'd like to read out to... Actually, I'm going to read out quite a bit here, because I finally got the package I've been waiting for from Frenzy of Tongs. You know our friends, Frenzy of Tongs?
Hmm.
From Providence, Rhode Island. I said Providence, Rhode Island. Maybe that will be important. They sent it through. They said, it's a new CD from the Frenzy of Tongs. It's here, The Piper at the Gates of Dumb. It's the first CD by the Frenzy of Tongs, who are from Punkidence, Rhode Island. But that is Providence, Rhode Island. I'm saying Providence, Rhode Island. It was recorded in a few hours at Concrete Sound Recordings in South Kingstown, and then sat for over a year while the producer produced it. The next one will be better, maybe. And it just says they'll play for anyone, they do all this. But what is really funny on this CD, right, which I have here, and the CD is called The Piper at the Gates of Dumb, is that they've actually done something. It's almost like things I've described other bands as. How they've done it, it's a two-track CD with 13 bonus tracks.
Nice.
And it actually, in fact, the first two tracks are down as being proper tracks. And then the next lot, all same brackets, bonus track, bonus track, bonus track, bonus track, until track 14, some kind of whiner, right? And then the last one says bonus track, and then there is a bonus track on the end that's not mentioned. And it's a really, really, really good album as well. But I'm keeping the album. They did send me three T-shirts, and I'm going to keep one, which means I have two Frenzy of Tongs T-shirts to give away. What I want to know is, and all you have to do is email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Frenzy of Tongs Competition. All I want to know is, where are the Frenzy of Tongs from?
Nice.
Simple as. Now, I will say that I call them Frenzy of Tongs, but they are the Frenzy of Tongs. This to confuse you. If you get this right, it's a draw. If you get it wrong, it's not. What is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Frenzy of Tongs.
No, myspace.com/TheFrenzyOfTongs.
Bollocks.
Poorly being internet 5, Tony 3. This is Mail Order.
Bye.
That was Frenzy of Tongues and Mail Order. I'd have called that Mail Order Bride, but anyway, Mail Order. And I didn't read out the letter that was sent that I'm just going to read out now. It says, "Hey, hey, sorry for all the delay," open brackets, he writes as if anyone at the Punky HQ cared or was waiting at all, close brackets. "But here is the new CD anyway, plus a couple of shirts to give away or do the dusting with. Gooper Gooper, Jenkins Tongs." Thank you so much. So don't forget that competition. We will announce the winners of that in a fortnight's time, so the people listening next Monday get the chance to enter. The Frenzy of Tongs, a great band. You want one of their T-shirts. Now, do you want to just run through the other three stations that carry our show?
Yep, so we're on Hussieskunk at hussieskunk.com. We're on three times a week when we're not on other great music. We're on the internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Friday nights, EST, late. And finally, we're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, podunkradio.com. And again, we're on Mondays, 4 p.m. Central Time.
Everyone loves a Monday. They love a punky Monday. Thank you very much for listening this week. Do try and send in your is to actually jokes, your poems and everything else that goes with it, because actually this show is better when you get involved. So I don't mind saying so. Hopefully I'll see one or two of you at the Comedy Cafe or maybe at the 12 Bar in London Town this weekend. Tony, best of luck with your new room.
Thank you.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.